Hello out there to all you people who used to be on the go, multitaskers, and everybody stuck inside because of the Wuhan virus quarantine. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this article is on Being Stuck in One Place Isn't Always a Bad Thing. I am kind of a homebody. I love staycations, contemplating a fire in our fireplace, watching a home movie and enjoying the ability to pause for a snack or bathroom break, even if TP is growing scarcity, or just reading a book with a cat in my lap. But nothing makes me want to leave home faster than being told I can't. And our governor has decreed that there is now a mandatory requirement to voluntarily self-isolate. Putting aside the inherent oxymoron, I more than understand everyone else's anxiety. So I decided, rather than fret over this bizarre situation, to suggest a few movies about being stuck in one spot. Now, as you listen to my choices, know that I am aware of some other movies which might to you seem more obvious choices. But, and here are spoilers, there are three which seem obvious that I would not recommend at this time. For example, Saw invites a guy to hack his foot off. Castaway is an atheized version of Robinson Crusoe. Now, I'm not saying Castaway openly advocates for an atheistic philosophy, but considering the original Robinson Crusoe, on which the writers drew heavily in concept, was about a spiritually damaged man who comes to realize his enforced isolation as providence. Crusoe uses his time as an opportunity to rediscover his relationship with God. On the other hand, Castaway is just about Tom Hanks surviving on an island. And Buried is just too grim to talk about. So, without further ado, the following are what I think are five great movies that show being stuck in one place isn't always a bad thing. My first choice is Rear Window. This classic gem from Alfred Hitchcock stars the icon of cinema, Jimmy Stewart, in one of his historically memorable performances as a man with a broken leg before the age of ubiquitous air conditioning, internet, cell phones, or streaming videos. He's stuck in his apartment during a hot summer and bored out of his mind. The only things he has to occupy himself with are peeping at his neighbors across the way from his apartment and the occasional visits from his beautiful and elegant girlfriend, Grace Kelly. Point of trivia and irony, one of the neighbors is played by Raymond Burr. 2 years later, Burr would become Perry Mason, the eponymous lead in an extremely popular courtroom drama TV show in which this brilliant part brilliant lawyer, part inquisitive detective, would weekly successfully and justly defend an innocent man who everyone else thinks is guilty. Now, you'll see the irony once you've seen Rear Window. Stewart's character peeps in on his neighbors and surmises from circumstantial evidence that Burr has murdered his wife. Getting anyone to believe him or prove it becomes a rather tall order as he is stuck in his apartment at a time long before the term handicapped access was even created. The movie was later remade into a vehicle for the paralyzed and wheelchair-bound Christopher Reeves, who, in an act of sheer inspiring determination, not only led but incredibly directed the film. While I have not yet seen Superman's version, it is on my bucket list. The moral to that story is being stuck in one place might help you solve a murder. Apollo 13 is my next choice, 1995. Who should watch? This one has some profanity, including blasphemy and a few instances of verbal sexual innuendo meant comically. Also, for those old enough to understand the jargon and circumstance, though the men involved face this grimmest of situations with calm and dignity, it is quite tense. So, young teens at earliest, especially since younger crew members who did not fully appreciate the gravity or lack thereof of the space hazards would likely get bored. This is the telling of the historical and harrowing event which took place from April the 11th through April the 17th in 1970, known as the Apollo 13 mission, which was to have been the third lunar landing by the United States. When an oxygen tank catastrophically fails, the mission parameters change to simply trying to return the crew alive. Even those familiar with the story will be on the edge of their seats, as most of the movie is seen from inside the claustrophobically small cabin. Starring Tom Hanks from most recently Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood and Sully, and many more terrific movies, many of also were biopics. Kevin Bacon, most famously for Footloose, Bill Paxton from Aliens and Twister and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Gary Sinise from Forrest Gump, and Ed Harris from The Rock and the Right Stuff. These men portrayed those who really did have the right stuff, with a courage, patriotism, and dignity which helped a new generation understand why the space race is worth the risks we take. Moral? Being stuck in one place can help demonstrate the courage, determination, and ingenuity of the American spirit. Number 3, Swiss Family Robinson, 1960, Who Should Watch, appropriate for the whole family. This is a wholesome and inspiring classic Disney movie based on the pastor Johann David Weiss's book about a family anxious to start a new life in a faraway home who becomes shipwrecked on an island. The story is of their ingenious survival for a decade with reliance only on their faith in God, each other, and the abundance of raw resources on the uninhabited island far away from any known charts. They tame wild animals, rescue a fair damsel, fight pirates, build a multi-story home, and conquer their environment with a plethora of ingenious inventions. Being stuck in one place with those you love to conquer challenges can demonstrate your strength as a family. Passengers is next. I know this movie has gotten a lot of flack over the years for lionizing Stockholm Syndrome, and I might have agreed except for one thing, which is a spoiler. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fair warning. Jim gives Aurora an out. He repurposed a biobed into a cryo chamber for her at the end of the movie. I have a full review of Passengers, which discusses this and other points in it, on my blog. Now, who should watch? Mid-teens and up for mild profanities, some semi-comic bare buttocks, some stressful life-threatening scenes, and an episode in which the main character becomes so depressed he contemplates suicide. The story is about a colony ship that glitches 30 years into a 120-year trip, leaving one passenger stranded and completely alone among hundreds of other people. And they're all asleep in cryogenic chambers. Knowing he is condemned to die alone, after a year he becomes desperate and begins what can be looked on to me as a parable of marriage, about which I discuss in my review on my blog. Being stuck in one place can teach you a lot about yourself, both good and bad. Airplane is next, 1980, Who Should Watch? Not for the kiddies. Everything from bad language, fart jokes, crude humor, and a pair of bare breasts almost literally thrown in for a moment just to achieve an R rating. It's a classic, but for adults only. Okay, let's go full-bore comedy here. This is the Prince of Parodies, the founder of funny, the super film of spoof. On the heels of a decade of airborne disaster melodramas, the Zucker Brothers and Jim Abrahams wrote a movie which incorporated as many cliches, parodies, homages, and pokes at the genre as they could possibly stuff into one film. Additionally, it featured TV and cinematic legends like Robert Stack, Lloyd Bridges, who is the father of Jeff and Beau, Barbara Billingsley from Leave It to Beaver, and Leslie Nielsen, who had previously all been primarily in serious roles, as well as a host of other very familiar faces from old movies and TV Land TV shows, not to mention the Zuckers and Abrahams himself, the writers. Especially for its time and place, and especially for those of us who grew up in the 1950s and or are disaster movie aficionados, this at the time was a recipe for rare hilarity. It also stands the test of time. Even if you don't recognize any of the actors or references, this will still tickle your funny bone with its outrageous deadpan deliveries, great timing, unexpected warping of cliches, and the wonderful actors who totally committed to turning their normal comfort zones on their heads. Many have tried to recapture this lightning in a bottle of mocking a very successful film genre, and many have met with a measure of success. Police Squad, Reno 911, Mock the Police TV shows very effectively. Disaster Movie played with disaster movies. Vampires Suck poke fun at the Twilight Saga. Shaun of the Dead for zombies. Saturday the 14th for Friday the 13th. Spaceballs made fun of Star Wars, even using and reusing Leslie Nielsen in some of the ventures. But Airplane was the granddaddy of them all, at least the ancestor with the most fame and clout for their efforts, leading the way with the guts to take on an established genre powerhouse and openly make fun of it. Being stuck in one place can just be plain old funny. So, enjoy your time at home. We usually never have enough of it. And relish this, what I genuinely believe we will come to later understand as precious moments, to be alert, be brave, appreciate your family, learn something about yourself, and laugh. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original review, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven, that's MAVIN.com. And take it from a homeschool mom, education doesn't always have to come from a book. Sometimes it can come from movies which teach lessons that shows you being stuck in one place isn't always a bad thing.